Kate's Take, episode 172, Systems and Standard Operating Procedures for Your Business. Hey, Kate's Take listeners, what's up? Welcome back to another episode of the audio blog. Thank you for joining me today for episode 172. I have a little treat for you today. It is all about systems and standard operating procedures. What a way to start off the new year, right? Happy New Year if you are listening to this when it goes live. If not, happy whatever time of the year it is for you. I'm excited to dive in today. Actually, this is just kind of like a random thought, an idea that I had to record this episode because I'm going through this right now. I'm creating like overall standard operating procedures for our business. I don't really like to necessarily use that description, standard operating procedure, because it sounds so corporate. But I kind of feel like that's how most people know it. But essentially, it's creating systems and processes for the things that you do in your business so that if you're delegating something, if you're hiring new people, you kind of have all of those things already set. So you're not recreating the wheel every time. Major time saver, major peace of mind. Not that we plan to sell our business, but if you did ever plan to sell your business, this would be a huge thing that you should have on your list of things to pay attention to, because nobody's going to want to buy your business if you don't have a baseline for how your business is run. So I wanted to just kind of get on the mic and talk about, I don't really have so much of a structured post for this episode, although I will be creating that. It'll kind of be added to over time. So you can check out the post that accompanies this episode, which is going to continue to evolve as this process continues. Again, I've just started doing this. Well, no, I mean, I've been doing systems and standard operating procedures for our business for a really long time, but I've just started like this big project to get our entire team involved. And it just seems like a really massive thing. And I know that it's going to require a lot of planning and preparation and multiple steps and like lots of levels. And so I thought it would be cool to share it with you in real time here on the podcast. So this will be kind of the first introduction to it, like what I've done so far with this project. And then you can always reference back to the post that accompanies today's episode where I'm going to continue adding like more things that I'm doing. Any roadblocks that I come up against in the process, which will be interesting to see and will be a great like learning experience for me and for you too, because I'm going to share it with you. So if you want to check out the post that accompanies this episode, eofire.com/episode172. And again, I'm going to be adding to that over time. So whether you're listening to this when this episode first goes live or months and months and months, maybe even a year later, that post, I guess, depending on when you're going to go see it, is either a lot longer than it started out as or is just started out and you can come along on this journey with me. So the first thing that I did was really decide that I wanted to create this project and put this together. And of course, that's the first step. We need to commit and decide what our goal is. And my goal was really to have a better handle and understanding of everything that we're working on in the business, because it's easy to just continue like going through the motions. You know, we have a really great team in place right now. We have 4 virtual team members and all of them have been with us for multiple years now. So the tasks and projects that they work on a daily, weekly, monthly basis, they're so ingrained now that, you know, we know that they know exactly what to do. They know that they know exactly what they're supposed to do. But where are the checks and balances with that, you know? So that's kind of why I thought, you know, it'd be a really good time, the new year, and a big focus of mine in 2018 is going to be constant improvement. So not necessarily looking ahead at like huge major projects, even though we do have some of those going on. which is going to be an upcoming episode. John and I are going to get on the mic together and we're going to talk about upcoming projects and such. So we do have those, but one of my main focuses is going to be improving what we already have. And a huge, huge part of that is having a good understanding of everything that's happening in the business right now and how it's happening. Because when you can, of course, understanding what's happening is very important, because you might identify a lot of things that either don't need to be happening anymore, perhaps aren't moving the needle for your business, so you can cut them, or there might be a better way to do them. Because with new software and tools constantly coming up, you know, I'm always learning new and better ways to work. And so if you're not keeping your finger on the pulse with that and going back and looking at the types of projects and tasks and things on your own list, on your team's list, then you could potentially be wasting a ton of time, because those processes, these systems, part of the process that I talk about when I talk about creating systems is that review, that check-in that you do with your systems to make sure that they're running optimally. So that was really like a big part of this. One, understanding what everyone's working on, not just myself, but our team members. Two, to kind of vet that list, so to speak, see what might be able to be cut, what could be running better. And then three would be to have this central place, you know, this amazing, organized, color-coded, and all those things, because I love that stuff, place where everybody on our team could go to understand any process, any system, any task, any project, so that it cuts out all the guesswork for everyone. There have been a few times, probably over the last several months, as I've been kind of trying to put this project together, like more so in my head than on paper, just thinking about it a lot. And I went back to how many times, you know, I had gone to John to say, I noticed that this happened in our tracker for interviews, and I don't understand like why JM would do it like that. And, you know, just those, then that's taking my bandwidth, it's taking John's bandwidth. But if I could just go to a folder to see how JM handles that process for our interview tracker, I wouldn't have had to go to John or JM. I probably could have gotten the answer a lot faster. So when you think about this as a whole, and then you really zoom in on the times that it could be incredibly helpful, you start to see the benefit and the time saving of doing something like this. Now, of course, there might be a lot of stuff in your business that you don't have systems set up for yet, or you don't have a quote unquote standard operating procedure for. And so this is also a great time to put those things in place, which is going to be a huge part of this as well. You identify the things, you make sure that they're running most efficiently. Then if you don't already have an actual system set up for it, you create that system. And then within creating those systems, you have that central place for all the things. And, you know, not just for yourself or for your business partner or the other people in your business right now, but imagine hiring and bringing on new team members, or potentially having to let a team member go and bring somebody else in on the team in their place. Having something like what I'm talking about could will save you massive amounts of time and training, because you're not having to start over at square one. If you have the steps written out, if you have the checklist, if you have the video tutorial of walking through how that thing is done, which I'm basically describing a standard operating procedure right now, you know, that is something that you can visually see, touch, feel, hear, listen to. You can check the boxes for the steps that you're taking. It not only will prevent mistakes from being made, but it's going to help you do things a lot faster, and it's going to make sure that everyone's doing things the same way. Now, whatever that way might be is up to you, or potentially up to the team member that handles that. But so that needs to be figured out in the process too. So as you can see, kind of talking through this and not really having like a format for this episode, I mean, this is how I start a project in the first place, is I have an idea of something that I want to improve or that I want to revisit or that I want to visit for the first time. And then I just kind of start talking through like, okay, what are the goals of this project? Why do I want to do this? And once I kind of have like those bigger picture ideas of what I want this to look like when it's complete, then I can start kind of like backtracking, understanding, you know, the benefits of doing this, potentially understanding like how this might be a waste of time. I don't think that this is a waste of time, but there probably are projects that, you know, in thinking about it and talking through it, that you might realize, you know, is this really worth my time? And it might just maybe not be worth your time right now. You have to weigh it against the other priorities and the other projects that you're working on in your business. Now, for me, I have determined already that this is going to be a big focus for me at the beginning of this year. I'm still kind of working through like the smart aspect of that, you know, the exact due date that I want it done by and, you know, all the individual steps that I need to take. But again, that's part of the process that I wanted to share with you. So now that I've kind of talked through like the bigger picture of it, I want to talk about the very first step that I took, because that's where I feel like a lot of people can get held up, is when you imagine or envision or start to work on a big project like this. It can be easy to become overwhelmed by like the many moving pieces and all the steps that you're going to have to take. I mean, creating systems and standard operating procedures for your business is huge, because think of all the things that you do in your business. And if you have a team like us, then that's, you know, multiplied by however many X things that you're having other people do. So that can be like scary. This is going to take forever, but that's okay. It's actually not going to take forever, because I'm going to put a plan in place that I can follow, and that's going to really help the actual bandwidth for myself and for my team, because I'm going to bring my team into this too. I'm not going to do it alone, which is also helpful to know. And so the first thing that I did when, just because I wanted to get the ball rolling. Sometimes you might not know all the steps, and I didn't really sit down and write out every single step I was going to need to take in order to do this. I had a lot of like just train of thought brainstorming sessions, kind of like what I'm doing right now with you. And so I have like those steps in my mind, but I haven't actually created like a project plan per se. But I'm going to be doing I'm going to probably be doing pretty much all of it in Asana. That's the task management and project management tool that I use. And it's really incredible. You've probably heard me talk about it here on the podcast, because it's like my favorite thing ever, or let's say one of my top five favorite things. And I use it for everything. I use it for individual tasks for myself. I use it with my team. I use it to create project plans, all the things. Asana, it's great. Asana. It is free. I use it for free. They also have like a pro version where you could probably do a lot more cool things, but I don't necessarily need the cool things. I just need the things that work. And so I've been using the free version for years. So what I did in Asana is I created a board for this project. And then within that board, I started by creating individual columns for each of our team members, including myself and including John. So I thought, if I'm going to be creating systems and standard operating procedures for everything that everybody does in our business, what's a good place to start? Well, I need to know what everybody works on in our business, because I can't really do much else before I know that, right? So I reached out to our team via email. Everybody's on the same email together. I explained to them what I was doing. I explained the reason and purpose behind it, why it's important for us, for them, for me, for our team, for our business. And then I just said, all I'm looking for, the very first step from you that, you know, we need to be able to move this project forward, is I need a list of the daily, weekly, biweekly, monthly, and one-time tasks that you work on. So essentially send me like an inventory of what you do for Entrepreneurs on Fire. Now, you know, for most of our team, well, I have a good idea of what our team works on, but I'm not like over their shoulder every day or in their house with them while they're working. So there might be certain things that they've developed over time, or that, you know, they see as an additional task that I might maybe not even consider a task just because I'm not the one doing it. So I really wanted to get as close to these tasks and projects as possible by, you know, there's no better way to do that than to ask the actual person who's doing it. And so that was the first step. I just made a column in Asana for each of, or a board rather, if you want to call it that, for each team member in Asana. And then I waited for their response. And each of them sent me a list of the tasks that they work on daily, weekly, biweekly, monthly, and their one-time tasks that they're working on right now. And so that was the first step. And that's pretty much where I'm at right now. I've documented everything that everybody sent me. And I think that my next move is going to be, because we have a lot of like systems and processes documented already for a lot of the tasks that our virtual team handles, because we've either at some point created video tutorials to teach them how to do those things when we've delegated. We've used Process Street for a while. It's just process.st, which is a tool that helps you put together a software that helps you put together systems and processes, like maybe checklists or steps of how to do something. You can include images, video tutorials, et cetera, et cetera. I also have stuff in Google Drive. So I kind of have a lot of these systems and processes already in place, but they're a little all over. Some of them are in Google Drive. Some of them are in Asana. Some of them are in Process Street. Before Process Street, we were using a different software called Sweet Process, S-W-E-E-T Process. And when I closed our account for that, like I exported all the systems and processes that we had into PDF documents. So I have those. So I think at this point, what my next step is going to be is to go through everyone's list and set aside the tasks and projects that they've sent that we already have a system or process for. So that way, I'm going to essentially be coming up with two different lists for each team member. It's going to include everything that they work on, but then it's also going to be separated out between those tasks and projects that we already have a system or a process for and those tasks and projects that we don't yet have a system or process for. So I think that's going to be my next step, and we'll see what happens. But I hope that just kind of tuning in today and listening to me more or less kind of brainstorm this project with you, I hope that it helps you maybe realize that, you know, you could start like massive big projects, but they don't have to be like super overwhelming or scary, as long as you can kind of set aside the time to walk through it, to talk through it with somebody else, to just simply understand what you want the project to look like, what your goals of the project are, what, like ideally what happens when you're finished. And then it's just about coming up with your first step, because I would have never said that my second step was going to be like taking out the tasks that already have a process or a system around them versus those that don't. I really only came up with that step right now after I did the first one. So you're not always going to know every single step, and that's totally okay. Sometimes you just have to start in order to see what's next. So hopefully that this will encourage you to do that. If you have a big project or something that's coming up in the new year, to have just a session where you talk it out, where you, even if you're talking to yourself, I know I'm hanging out with you, but I literally am kind of talking to myself right now, but it is very helpful because it just helps you get your thoughts out. And sometimes I say stuff and I'm like, wow, that really doesn't make sense. Like it made sense in my head, but it doesn't make sense when I actually say it out loud. So that could be quite helpful as well. But I would love to hear what you're working on. Reach out to me via email, kate@eofire.com. I would love to hear from you. Or you can head over to the post that accompanies this episode, eofire.com/episode172. Again, I'm going to be adding to this post over time. And I might do an updated episode as well as I move through the project. That might be kind of cool. Yeah. So if I do that, then I guess I'll end up creating different posts, but maybe this could always be like the main one. So you could always see everything on this post. eofire.com/episode and the number 172. Kate's Take listeners, thanks so much for tuning in today. And I look forward to catching you in the next episode. Until then, here's cheers to systems and standard operating procedures.